The high street of every town and city was alive with spiky hairdos, leather jackets with more holes than the A64, ear-splitting electric guitars and vicious vocals, and a drummer simulating an explosion. Yes, it was the days of punk, which descended upon us from afar. Well, that sound has not been heard in York over the last few days from The Clash, who are a band who these days are probably Britain's most popular punk group. But they've been using nothing but acoustic guitars in order to busk on the streets of York and other major British cities. John Warburton reports on the tamed sound.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down.
That's punk rock from The Clash, one of the world's leading punk bands. They've sold millions of records and even achieved the success of a platinum LP in America. It is, of course, a record that we're listening to right now, but this week The Clash have left the technological support of their recording studio for a while and gone busking in York. But why should a band with hundreds of thousands of followers leave the financially secure pop record scene and play out on the street? Lead singer Joe Strummer says it's in order to get out of the musical rat race.
We feel we were becoming involved in release a record, go on a tour, do this, do that. You know, we began to ask ourselves, what is this all about, you know? And we decided if we can't get it with three acoustic guitars and a pair of drumsticks on a walking tour of England, then we are looking for an answer. We want to know if rock and roll means anything. And this is an attempt to find out if it still does.
Their own particular brand of rock and roll expresses, to say the least, disillusionment with today's society.
We're going to have an English revolution in about 10 years. I think it's possible, and I would like to be involved. We're not being really preachy, you know. First, I like to rock and roll. To hell with the lyrics. But if they come in handy, you know, if they're topical, if they mean something to real life, then that's extra.
To many people, punk rock is just a noise. Guitars and drums and somebody shouting. So what makes the way The Clash shout so successful?
If your song ain't good, then you ain't gonna triumph, you know. It's just not a lot of rubbish thrown together. You know, we try and think about what we're doing. We've got a two-layer culture. If you like, on the top level, we've got the TV wham stuff. But underneath, there's a lot of people walking about not satisfied by that. We're trying to plug into that network on this walk-in tour.
The most important part of any busker's life, though, is what the public thinks. This member of the audience seemed to sum up all their feelings.
Today, after 10 years of success, that to come around places like York and Leeds and play gigs that are free really means a lot to us lot, because we're lads who haven't got a lot of cash, we're at college or on Rideau, and it means a lot to us all. And I think bands like that, they should be top of the pops.
Despite such popularity, The Clash still enjoy the ordinary things in life after a hard day's work.
When we finish busking, we like to have large amounts of ale.
Top punk rock band The Clash, appearing tonight, perhaps even on your street corner.
They better not come near my street corner. The cats will get them. The Clash, who have been busking here of late.